the higher one rises on this earth, the longer one stays on these other realms, which are very much more advanced than the realms we were talking about last week, and the more experience one gets. Then, when one comes back again, the adept life stream returns again to Earth, which it has to. It begins to work towards its mastership. Now, mastership is denoted by the control, complete control of the Kundalini at will. And when anyone can raise the Kundalini at will, one might be classed as a master. When one has a true cosmic consciousness, one doesn't need to have this, a complete control over this, but one needs to have periods of cosmic consciousness, but certainly complete control over the Kundalini, then one is a master. And a master, again passing on, goes to the higher mental realms, even higher realms than those inhabited by the adepts. Don't forget, we still haven't left this earth. The master still has to come back. He can only leave the earth reincarnatory cycle through the initiation of ascension. There is not another way. No matter what all the teachers have told you, there is not another way. Wait a million lives and you'll see. There is not another way to completely leave this physical earth plane. I mean completely. However, the master might stay in the subtle realms for the terrestrial equivalent of 2,000 or 3,000 years, or he might have to come back immediately. This depends upon the whole pattern. And you couldn't be dogmatic about it and say, when you've reached a stage of mastership, you're going to stay there 2,000 years, because this isn't correct. You may do, in the case of Chang Fu, who obviously was a master, he is still there. But I believe there are masters who have passed on who've come back again quickly because they had a specific job to do, they had a niche was arranged for them, and it was essential that they did come back quicker than some of the others who are working on the higher plane. And, of course, what applies to masters applies to ordinary people, in as much as I said last week, that this particular plane, this physical plane, is the most valuable one. Far more valuable than the higher planes, because the experiences you gain here are harder, rougher, if you like, far coarser, but nevertheless are, I want to say, greater character formers. Don't get that wrong, please.